It is the day of Passover. Time is spent with cousins, laughing and talking, or sitting around and doing nothing. Downstairs in the basement kitchen, the ever-present clank of dishes continues. Everyone is anticipating the big night, and not only the food. Because when my family gets together for Passover, we do more than just listen to the Haggadah being read. Every Seder is a lively firestorm of jokes, thoughtful questions, and fascinating conversations. And we still manage to get all the prayers in.
Baruch Atarnoi, Eloheinu Melech Halam, Barei Pri Hagafen.
Passover is the celebration of the Jews being freed from Egypt. In the Torah, it says that a prophet named Moses, backed by the power of God, convinced Pharaoh to free the people. To assist this persuasion, he sent 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, which gradually increased in deadliness. At my family Seder, we act out all the plagues. For hail, ping pong and cotton balls are thrown. For darkness, one of us wears sunglasses. For blood, red food dyes dropped in a glass of water, etc. And, of course, as all Jews do on Passover, we eat matzah, tasteless crackers consisting of nothing more than baked flour and water. But perhaps the thing that makes Passover the best is my family itself. Because we do not see each other very often, when we do get together, it's a blast. There's always new things to talk about, new jokes to tell, new things to do, new movies to watch. This, of course, makes the Seder extremely enjoyable. With everyone so enthusiastic to be present, singing is abundant and people's joy is infectious. And then there's the food. Huge platters of flavorful chicken, pans of steaming mashed potatoes, bowl after bowl of sweet fruit salad, and matzah with charoset and moror, the one preparation of matzah that I find appetizing. After dinner comes dessert, which is perhaps the star attraction of the night. Chocolate chip almond clusters, brownies, apricot bars, and my personal favorite, banana bread. But even after the consumption of all this fantastic food, when one would think that the Seder was over, there is still a fairly large portion of the ceremony to complete, which, despite the sudden sleepiness caused by a full stomach, is probably the most lively, energetic part of the entire Seder. Because it's at the end of the Seder that all the singing occurs, and the combination of catchy tunes, good singers, and tight harmonies makes these songs extremely enjoyable, the most enjoyable song being the last one, Chad Gadya. When we reach this song, everyone gets a part to act out, which can be anything from a stick to a butcher to the angel of death. When it's their turn, the actor can say or do anything associated with their character. This assures hilarity in every performance. When the Seder does finally come to a close, it is both a relief and a disappointment. You are tired and looking very much forward to going to bed, but every Seder is so much fun you almost wish it would last forever. By this time, of course, the table is a mess, and cleanup is at hand. But, surprisingly, cleanup is never that bad, probably due to the fact that the adults do the majority of the work, a guilty pleasure we cousins enjoy every year. After cleanup is over, we all sit around and talk for a while, until we finally go to bed, and the night comes to a close.